Hi, Michael Griffiths here from Referral Marketing Guru, and great to have you today on our Get More Referrals Today podcast. Today we're going to have a look at the importance of having an abundance mindset. See, the wider you think, the more you're willing to collaborate, the more you're willing to do things with people, even if they're in the same industry as you, the more opportunities you're going to create. There is very much two ways of thinking. There is a person out there who goes, I'm scared of people taking my turf, I'm scared of people taking my people, I need it all, and therefore those people are always looking over their back. They're always concerned about what other people are doing rather than going out there and creating opportunities themselves. They're always worried about the other people rather than worried about their own business. And therefore, in the end, they're not successful at all. Then you've got the other sort of person who goes, I don't care if you're in the same industry as what I am. There's always going to be overflow work. There's always going to be more people than what both of us can handle anyway. So what can we actually do to team up where we might actually still be able to help each other? Is there an aspect of what I do that you don't do? And vice versa. See, a person who can think more in the abundance term is a person who's going to create a lot more opportunities for not only themselves, but for everyone else around them. See, it's human thinking to stay small, to think small. It's the way we're brought up. We're brought up very much as the hunter, protect our turf. We're brought up very much around look after ourselves. Make sure that you're right before you worry about anybody else. It's drilled into us from the time we're children through to teenagers, through to university, through to becoming employees. That's the way we're taught. Be a hunter, be a person who looks after themselves, and you'll always be okay. The unfortunate part is then, that now lets you down if you're trying to create great partnerships. Because you've just limited yourself to the number of partnerships that you could create with people who really could help you because you don't have the same or the right mindset. So that prevents you now from being successful. I've seen too often over the last 6 months, 9 months, 12 months, where people could quite easily be able to partner, but because they went, oh no, you do the same thing I do, and they don't become inquisitive and they don't sit down and talk to that person and they don't try to work it out, they just assume that that person does the same because they've got a similar sort of title, they've missed out on many an opportunity. In fact, opportunities that probably would have changed their business forever. So what are you doing right now? Are you helping yourself to create more opportunities because of your abundance mindset? Or are you the person who's in the corner trying to protect their little area, and in the hindsight, what you're doing is actually getting smaller and smaller and smaller because no one wants anything to do with you, and certainly no one wants to do any sort of partnership with you. When you have the ability to be able to open your mindset, when you have the ability to be able to go, tell me more about you before I make a decision about whether I think there's something here or not. When you have the ability to actually listen to other people and then try to work out, is there something we might be able to do together rather than just say, no, this is mine, you go do your own thing. All of a sudden, you're going to become a lot more successful in your business. I talk all the time about people finding the people who have the same clientele as you do and in a non-compete situation. That's fine. That's easy to do. There are also opportunities out there for people who have the same clientele as you do and there's a little bit of crossover. Prime example, so many graphic design people then also do web development. So many web development also then do marketing. Well, rather than going, I'm going to do it all, if you just took a piece and then partnered with other people, all of a sudden now, they get to pass all their clients to you. You just now get to increase the size of your business because you say, well, I'm going to focus on this and I'm going to pass other people over to you, which now allows them to be able to pass their clients back to you at the same time. So quite often, trying to be able to, within your business, do everything is actually more of a hindrance than just concentrating on certain areas and partnering up with other people to do some of the other stuff for you. It creates more opportunities for you. prime example I saw the other week. So the other week, there was accountant bookkeeper together. And the accountant went, well, we sort of do bookkeeping. Sort of. And the bookkeeper, we don't do anything around accounting. And there was so much opportunity if they both decided to sit and actually talk to each other. But one assumed one thing and one assumed the other thing. And in the end, they walked away with no opportunity for each other at all. That comes down to simply needing to find out, wanting to find out more about other people. Yeah, we're in this world where we've really focused on ourselves more than anything else. You've got to change that if you want to be an opportunity finder. You've got to be in the world of, tell me more about you. Tell me more about what you're doing. Tell me more about what you're looking for. Because once you find that sort of information out, now you can find out where opportunities are, what you can do, how you can collaborate, what promotions you might be able to do for each other. You can't do that unless you have conversations. So I really encourage you to go, how do I change from being a mindset of a little bit of abundance to being a mindset of complete abundance? Because when you get a mindset of complete abundance, all of a sudden now, you're going to attract different opportunities to you, which could really change your business. So the last thing I want to touch on, completely different for today, is taking action. It's easy to be able to get a conversation around having a new partnership every day if you want to. Those that choose to take action out there to grow your business is the easiest thing you can do right now. But it comes down to taking action. It comes down to talking to people. It comes down to being able to grow your network. But now it's not only growing your network, it's creating the opportunities in your network. And that comes down to taking action. It comes down to doing things. So if nothing else, I want you, once this podcast finishes, what's three things you're going to do in the next 24 hours? And I want you to get them done. So what are three things that if you did those three things, it might create an opportunity for you? I want you to do those three things. So remember, without a doubt, the way we think determines the way we act, which determines the results we get. So start thinking about opportunities. Start thinking around collaboration. Start thinking around having conversations with people. And then start doing them. Hopefully that's been really helpful. Remember, you can always find more great information out on referralmarketingguru.com.au. We've got blogs, we've got videos. Join us throughout social media. And we really look forward to having you on board next time around also. Till then, take care.